This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger here with your 5 Minute Friday. Now, I just want to bring something up today that we don't get to talk a lot about that's near and dear to my heart, and they're numbers, right? Like Sesame Street. This podcast episode is brought to you by the number 5. Not that kind of numbers. The kind of numbers I want to talk to you about are the kind of numbers that will change your life. The kind of numbers that will give you sanity and happiness. Because emotions can lie, right? Your belief or perceptions can be skewed, but numbers always tell the truth. And numbers can help us in so many different ways. For instance, you're thinking of bringing an associate in, and you're not sure how much take home you'll have after this is all done. You can project out based on the number of starts you think they'll do, and you know, what your costs associated with it. And of course, at the end, you can get a much better idea. But there are other places to use our numbers, right? Every single month, I track all of my expenses through QuickBooks and a P&L, and I put them into a spreadsheet for the last 6+ years since I've had my practice, so that every month I know exactly what are we spending on every single aspect of our practice, from advertising, which, by the way, is broken down yet again through things like PTA or community, like parties, SEO, website development, doctor drops, and things like that. So the more you can break things down, the more you're going to know what you're spending. And again, I don't expect you to be as geeked out on the numbers as I am. But every month I keep track of what did we spend and what was our gross production, what was our net, our income. And that way I can make better decisions about where my practice is going. And if you don't track your numbers, you'd better have somebody in your life who does. Because while you may be doing well, you will do even better when you start really looking at the numbers and making decisions based off data, not off emotion. And that's the key here. So let's talk about two other things with numbers, because I think you get the point about Excel spreadsheets and P&Ls and balance sheets and cash versus accrual basis. But there's two things I want to talk about related to numbers really quickly. The first thing related to numbers, we can dive into fully. The second we'll save for another time, because it's a much bigger, broader discussion about something that's really flawed in all practice management software, as far as I know. So the first thing we'll talk about are numbers, not only for dollars, but for a measurement, right? If I said to you, I'm going to go out and I'm going to set the record for the fastest pitch ever thrown, and I'm going to practice, obviously it'll never happen, but I have to have a benchmark. I have to know what the fastest pitch ever thrown was. And I think it's somewhere like 104.5 miles an hour, I think, something like that. So I have a benchmark against which I can measure. And if I said, look, today I'm going to throw it 70, and my goal by next week is to throw it 80, and right, you get the idea. Well, we need to be doing that in our practices as well. And I'll give you an example of that. Every one of us in our practices hopefully has a growth check recall program, right? And if you're new, you don't have that many. If you've been around for 20 years, you probably have thousands of people who are on growth check. Well, how do you know if the person who's maintaining this list is doing a good job? And it comes down to much more than how many people are coming in. Let's say you've got 1,000 people on a growth check recall list right now. How many of them, I'm asking you personally, right now, on your growth check recall list, how many of your so-called 1,000 patients who are on your list are actually scheduled to come in or have been in the last 6 to 10 months? If you don't know the answer to that, you better go look it up, because that is money hanging from a tree ready to be grabbed. It beats all marketing. It beats all advertising. It beats everything. Those are patients who respect you and trust you, are ready to come back and ready to get started when they're supposed to. So just as an example for this one thing, those people, if you have 1,000 and 350 of them have not been in the office for the last year, you're losing contact with them. And there is a distinct possibility they may end up going to somebody else. So I said to you, we need to get these people into the office. How do we get them? What's an appropriate amount of people to be tracking every day? So let's just say this. Let's say you've got 300 people who are on your growth check recall list who haven't been in 1 year. And you want to know whether these people should be on the list so you can market to them appropriately. Another side note, I hope you're marketing to your growth check list. You want to get these 300 people either in the office, scheduled again, or you want them off the list so you know that they're not, you know, you're not wasting your time with it. Well, I want to do this within the next 3 months. That means every month I have to have 100 people, right? 3 months, 300 people. I have to have 100 people every month who are either converted onto the list or who are deleted. That way, I've got a clean list. There's no sense in a list if it's not clean, right? I can give you 1,000 email lists to go contact people. If it's not a clean list, who cares? So I've got 100 people a month I need to do, and I got 4 weeks per month, and that means 25 people per week need to be converted back off the list or on the list. So, meaning scheduled. So that means if I'm there 5 days a week, I have somebody running this list 5 days a week. That means every day I need 5 people converted back to a scheduled appointment or removed off the list. So if they call 10 people and get 2 people on the phone, they need to keep calling until they get 3 more people, right? Now they've hit their daily limit. So what good is a checklist? Oh, I've been working the list. I got 2 people converted today. That doesn't do any good for me. Where are you relative to the broader goal? Remember, I want to pitch 104.5 miles an hour. Where am I relative to that goal? So whenever you have a project in your office, checklists are great. We've got tons of checklists. And if you haven't read the Checklist Manifesto, you should. It's a great book. But we've got checklists all over our office. But what good is a checklist if you don't have a number against which to measure? So always put in an objective, measurable goal for any project you give anybody whenever it's possible. Certainly there are some that are impossible to measure objectively. You just have to go off of, you know, good, better, what have you. But my example of a growth check is where you need to be creating a number to give to the person running the list so that every day they know. And you know this in the financial coordinator world, right? You've got somebody working an insurance list, or you got somebody working a patient, you know, AR list, and you say to them, please collect this money. And you hopefully, I hope, give them a daily goal of what they need to be collecting as they work this list. So that's why I love numbers. Numbers don't lie. And I just hope, you know, later on today, you go home and start thinking about some of the places you can employ goals using objective, measurable numbers to guide your team when they're taking on tasks. And the last thing I'm going to throw out there, and this is for another discussion, but since we're on numbers, it irks the living heck out of me, is that most practice management software programs lump all write-offs together and take them as a production write-off. Meaning, if you gave your friend $500 off because they're coming in to you and you want to give them a discount, and you also wrote off that $5,000 for that family that just started, but dad just lost his job, and they said, you know, they just can't do it right now, right? So you just wrote off those two things, but unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of practice management software programs consider this, you know, a top-line write-off, a production write-off, meaning that if you produced $150,000 this month and you wrote off $10,000 in write-offs, whether they're production write-offs or collection write-offs, and we'll talk about that another time, you just take that off the 150 and it says, you know, if it's $10,000 in write-offs, you just did $140,000 in production, and that's not true. And if your practice management software does that, just always keep in mind that production and collection write-offs are two totally different things, and your numbers could be lying to you a little bit. So we'll talk about that another time, but it's just I had to get that off my chest because it drives me crazy. So I want to charge all of you, right? Your mission, should you choose to accept it, and you will, is to go find something in your office that's irking you, something that's been a pebble in your shoe, so to speak, that you haven't been able to fix for the last, you know, 6 months, a year, year and a half, whatever it may be, and you're trying to get it done. And unfortunately, you don't know how to get it done. It could be a list you're trying to reduce, money you're trying to collect. Come up with a goal, divide it out by the time you want it to be done, and give that measurable metric to the person who's doing the job. And I promise you, your life will get better. Things will be easier. If you're not signed up for Scott Fry's aligner course today, you got to go sign up at Orthopreneurs University. You get 30 days to watch it, so you don't have to watch it today. But once you're registered, you get 30 days to watch it with your team. And best of all, he's going to talk to you about why doing aligner therapy in your office should not be robbing your weekends and your nights of having to sit there and do ClinChecks over and over and over again, and how to get faster, more effective results. He's remarkable at it. He's really a master at it. And that's why I asked him to give this course. Go to orthopreneurs.com. Go to Orthopreneurs University and take Dr. Fry's live course. With that, I wish you all a great day, a great weekend, and know that I'm always here for you for anything you need. And much love to each and every one of you.